This is Interstate 4, the middle of I-4. The middle in the sense that the spot where I'm standing in Polk County is very close to the halfway point between Orlando and Tampa. And the middle in that I'm standing in the median of the interstate where a new high-speed rail line, the nation's first, is planned to run, linking the two large metropolitan areas and creating what demographers call a mega-region.
The success of that rail project could determine how much of the idyllic nearby landscape remains unchanged.
Here on State Road 559, the roar of the interstate, less than a mile away, is barely audible. This is a landscape dominated by cattle ranches, farms, and citrus groves. It's changed very little in the more than four decades since the interstate opened. Thousands of drivers pass by here every day on the nearby superhighway, and many have probably chuckled about the road sign welcoming visitors to the mythical downtown Orlampa. Jesse Douthat is vice president of the company responsible for that sign. The Orlampa Corporation owns the nearby Fantasy of Flight attraction. Douthat says the sign was meant as a humorous attention grabber, but the concept of Orlampa is no joke.
Within the super region of Orlando and Tampa, including Polk County, we're the potentially the 10th largest economy in the United States. That's huge. That's big. You know, that's including New York City and all the other big boys.
Polk County's population has roughly tripled from about 200,000 just before I-4 was completed to nearly 600,000 now. But most of that population growth has been concentrated in the eastern and western parts of Polk County, as Orlando and Tampa have sprawled into the countryside. Projections show Polk County's population will easily top 1 million in 20 years. The dilemma for planners is how to concentrate that growth while preserving some of the area's rural character and protecting vital wilderness, like the nearby Green Swamp. Jennifer Stultz is director of long-range planning for Polk County. She says the key to growing the region responsibly will be to limit growth to the area around the planned high-speed rail station.
Concentrate development in the right places. You know, you can leave open other pieces of land, whether it's for conservation, recreational uses, agricultural uses, those kinds of things.
Stultz says the long-term vision is for a compact mini-city with the train stop as the centerpiece. The community would feature multifamily housing, office space, and shops within easy walking or biking distance from schools and recreation. Bruce Stevenson, professor of environmental studies at Rollins College in Winter Park, says that type of development is already happening in Europe, and it's where people will want to live in 2030 and 2050.
Wherever those high-speed stops will be centers of urbanism and significant urbanism. People will want to live there, they'll be active, they'll be vital for the simple fact that you can get around and by walking and taking a train, and that will be a significant incentive.
The concept of new urbanism, easily walkable, compact development, is not a new one, although until now it's mostly been used in declining sections of existing cities as a way to lure the so-called creative class of entrepreneurial young people. The prospect of growing such a community in what is now mostly pasture land is unusual and ambitious. But planners such as Professor Stevenson say it's the only way the region can thrive over the next few decades as Floridians become less dependent on their cars.
If we're going to have a region, that'll be the pattern. We're not going to be building any more suburban subdivisions stretching across, you know, the curvature of the earth. I-4 and the automobile is our future in the year 2030. We are going to be a backwater region. And it's our economy will only get worse.
Critics of the high-speed rail project point to studies, including one from Stanford University's Hoover Institution, indicating that Floridians are not like Europeans. They'll be reluctant to part with the freedom and autonomy of their automobiles. Back here on I-4, crews are expected to break ground next year on the new rail line, and by 2014, a train reaching speeds of more than 180 miles per hour will be zipping along this median strip. Many say that the success or failure of that project will decide whether the surrounding area becomes a utopia of new urbanism, an ugly spectacle of sprawl and congestion, or something in the middle. On Interstate 4 in Polk County, I'm Tom Parkinson, 90.7 WMFE News.